Each year in early July, salmon return from the ocean through the waterways of southeast Alaska and up Annan Creek. Bears follow close behind, and close behind the bears are visitors, hoping to catch a glimpse of fishing bears and other wildlife at Annan. The remote site, located on the mainland about 30 miles southeast of Wrangell, is staffed by seasonal workers with the U.S. Forest Service, who rotate shifts living in a nearby float house anchored in Annan Bay. That's where the idea for the Annan Bear Awards was born, says recreation planner Dee Galla with the U.S. Forest Service in Wrangell. This year, the Forest Service had 6 employees working at Annan.
One of their duties is to try and identify the bears, because that helps us get an idea of the trends, you know, of the population, how many bears are we seeing at a time, are they the same bears, that kind of thing.
As a part of that identifying, Annan employees take videos and photos of the bears walking, resting, and eating.
We have anywhere from 40 to 60, I think, black bear that we see every year. That's hard to determine because, you know, sometimes people are counting them the same, or sometimes, you know, we're guessing if they're the same bear or not. And then we probably have about half a dozen to a dozen brown bear in a given year that people see.
All that watching leads to a familiarity between Anna and staffers and the bears at the creek, Galla says.
You watch them for a while and you start to be able to pick out different characteristics that each of them have. I mean, that's generally how they acquire their names. And this year, what started is we just had a whiteboard in our breezeway at the float house. And I think one of the gals just started writing out, like, categories for, you know, bear awards. And everybody would throw, you know, write down what they thought and why. And, you know, it got to be something kind of funny. And, you know, every week you'd go out there and see who was winning the new awards.
At the end of the season, Galla says staffers made the informal whiteboard awards into a full presentation, which they sent to Paul Robbins, the public affairs officer for the Tongass National Forest.
People that work at Annan, they sent me a bunch of videos and pictures of the bears that they took throughout the season and their unique attributes and entertaining anecdotes and their names, all in this email, and said, you know, this would be an interesting way to recognize all of these unique animals that we have this imagery of. And I thought, absolutely.
Robin says that was about 2 weeks ago. The Tongass National Forest social media kicked off the first annual Annan Bear Awards with an award for fattest bear on October 3rd. That went to unnamed thick one. Not all the bears have names.
Cutest bear. We've had the best fisherman, or the fisher bear, I should say. So Scuba Sue was the best fisher bear. We had the most chill bear, who was doing a impersonation of Baloo from the Jungle Book, just leaned up against a tree scratching along to the music. Entertaining stuff.
Scuba Sue is a well-known bear at Annan Creek, one of the only bears that regularly dips her full head and ears under the water to fish for salmon. Robin says the Forest Service is bestowing a grand total of 9 awards to Annan bears this year, with the potential for expansion in years to come. He says as a social media campaign for the Tongass National Forest, the Annan Bear Awards are a hit so far.
We're getting more engagements, more likes, more loves, more laughs than we usually do on our posts, which are primarily informative and not of adorable bear antics, and definitely more shares than we usually get.
Robin says it also helps to elevate Annan, which is a relatively remote and under-the-radar bear viewing site.
Not many people actually get to go to Annan and see that amazing place, so this is a great way to share it with folks who can't make it.
Although the timing of the first annual Annan Bear Awards coincides with Katmai National Park's Fat Bear Week, it's not meant to compete with that well-established Ursine election cycle. For one, the Annan Bear Awards aren't public choice. Plus, Annan is a different site with a different vibe.
I don't think we have the amount of fat bears to really have a fat bear competition, and we just know that people are really interested in Fat Bear Week and they love it. People love bears in general, and this just looked like a great opportunity to highlight our bears here on the Tongass at Annan. We prefer to highlight their unique personalities and traits over their girth. Katmai has that well done, so we'll leave that to them and focus on the antics of Annan bears.
Whether unnamed Thick One and Scuba Sue can hold on to their titles next year remains to be seen. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.